Good morning, everybody, and thank you, Mark Dickerson. Thank you for your leadership, Elizabeth Carey. Thank you also. Many of you know that AAA began in 1902, and it guides 61 million members here, and also the Western New York and Central New York market depends on AAA for their information and for their leadership. So thank you for everything that you do. I was in the private sector for 25 years, elected for 17 years, and I've had the pleasure of being the commissioner of DMV since 2019. I also am the chair of the governor's Traffic and Safety Committee. So on behalf of the governor, many of you know she's the first woman governor of New York. Some of you might know she's only the second governor from where we're from, Buffalo, New York. But the most important thing to note is that she is the only governor in New York State history who actually has run a DMV. So she knows exactly what it is that we're talking about, especially safety for our children, for back to school, and for Labor Day. My parents, they walked to school. I and my siblings, we walked to school. But then my kids and your kids, it became a little different. They were taking school buses. And so school buses have been a factor, especially here in New York State, for over 100 years. And Mickey, you know, I always like to do a little historical check. In 1827, the first documented school bus service in New York used horse-drawn wagons. How would you like to go to school on a horse-drawn wagon? It would be really cool. In the 1880s, there were called kid hacks, and it was a horse-drawn wagon, and it became a common form of school transportation. And then in 1915, the first motorized school bus appeared in the Slingerlands of the Albany Capital Region. So talking about Mark Dickinson talked about school safety and the do's and don'ts. And so it's unfortunately becomes too common for us to see people blatantly, illegally passing stopped school buses. And we have even seen videos of vehicles that have sped by a stopped bus as a student was about to get off and barely missed hitting them, if not for a quick-thinking bus driver pulling the child back in. This is a big deal to me as the chair of the governor's Traffic Safety Committee. But more importantly, as a grandfather, I can tell you it's my mission to stop those incidents from occurring. We at the governor's Traffic and Safety Committee have engaged with our partners at the New York Association for Pupil Transportation for more than two decades on Operation Safe Stop, an education and enforcement period in the spring designed to deter drivers from passing stopped buses. Every driver plays a role in protecting our children as they make their way to and from school, for making sure we stop as soon as we see flashing lights or the stop arm come out from the side of the bus, to building more time in our commutes to accommodate the numerous stops a school bus will make each day. It is also important to the kids themselves to keep their eyes open getting on and off the bus. If you have to cross the street, look both ways, left, right, and left again before you head to the crosswalk, right? Mm-hmm. Right. If you're waiting for the bus, stay as far away from the edge of the road as you can. When getting off the bus, look toward the back of the bus before you take the last step off to make sure no one is trying to pass the bus on that side. And take several giant steps off so the driver can see you and knows you have gotten to safety. As drivers, we need to be mindful of the speed and distraction all the time, but especially this time of the year when the buses are back on the road. Rushing to get to your destination is not worth risking your life or the life of a child just trying to get to school. The future of our children is far more important than the text or phone call that you want to make during your commute. It can wait. Put down the phone and stay alert to what's around you. I'd also be remiss if I didn't remind everyone that Labor Day weekend is coming up. There will be more cars on the road, and there will be also more law enforcement out there cracking down on impaired and distracted drivers. And again, just from a historical perspective, it was actually President Grover Cleveland, who was the mayor of Buffalo and governor of New York, in 1894 as president, signed the law that created Labor Day. But back then, in 1894, there were only about 1,500 cars in the USA. Now, in 2025, there are over 291 million cars in the USA. In New York State alone, there are 15.7 million New Yorkers who have a license in their pocket or in their purse or now on their cell phone. So it's important to have a plan. Whether that plan is building extra time into your commute to get there without speeding, or a plan for a sober ride after a celebration, or a plan to pull over to a safe area and check your messages. These plans could be the difference in saving someone's life.